Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We now have been joined by our race winner, Justin Allgaier, driver of the number 7 Brandt Chevrolet. The boss man just left the desk, had a lot of great things to say about you, your team, and obviously this run for the championship. Got off to a great start tonight. So, Justin, talk a little bit about tonight winning at Bristol. But Bristol is a place you've had a win at before, but I believe this is your first night race win.
It is the first night race win. It's also like 4,000 laps let ago, too. I had a lot less gray hair. Honestly, this has been the place that for me has been – I love coming here. It's my favorite racetrack. I tell everybody that all the time. We've led so many laps. I don't know the stat exactly, but it's like an average of 135 laps led here. And I think we've led 44% of the laps in the last 6 races. I mean, those are crazy stats to not win. And Jim Pullman and I had a long conversation in this offseason, and we looked at the schedule and we circled Bristol and we said, whatever we win before Bristol, we got to go do it. But Bristol's the one. We've run way too well here. We have led so many laps here, and it's the start of the playoffs. And to get you know, Brandt Fresh and I, Colton Victory Lane, Rick and Sierra and Christy, they're all here this weekend. I've won in every car we've run except for theirs this year, it seems like. Just this racetrack and to win here at Bristol, I mean, there's just nothing like it. So great race today. You know, Jim Pullman did a fantastic job with the race strategy. I got to race the boss man, which was so cool. I mean, you know, we had all 5 of our Junior Motorsports Camaros were really fast. Obviously, not the end result for the other 4 that we wanted, but to see the speed that we had and to be able to race with the boss, to see the fans. I mean, they were going crazy under green when Dale was leading. I mean, I don't think there was a lap that Dale led that didn't stand up, and he led for a while. So it was pretty incredible to race it at a venue like we had tonight. And, you know, it was really special.
All right. We're now going to go to questions for Justin. If you have one, raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you. We'll start with – go ahead.
Steven Toronto, CBS Sports. Justin, I remember your first career win here at Bristol. Back in 2010, you were on the defensive in that race. You had to drive your guts out to hold off Brad Keselowski in the final laps. This time around, second win at Bristol, you were the aggressor. You were on offense. You had to take the win from Daniel Hemric, and you took it. At what point in your career at this level did you develop that skill to be able to, you know, take a race like that and take it in the final laps?
Well, first of all, Daniel did an amazing job tonight racing with me because he raced me hard, but he raced me ultra clean. And, you know, with Bristol the way that it is and the lanes that we're running, you know, I was pumped that it widened out. I mean, we ran the bottom, obviously, but a lot of those guys were running the top, and you're constantly splitting back and forth and going through lap traffic. I think I've learned all the ways to not win one here. I think that's how I did tonight, going back from all those races that we weren't able to win and just – you know, methodically thinking about what it was going to take. But honestly, you know, Jim Pullman put me on the offensive because we came down with 50 to go, you know, a 20-lap deficit for some of the other guys on tires. We already knew that our car was fast, but you don't really know how far through the field you're going to be able to go. We started clicking them off. When I got to sixth, I think I was behind Ryan Sieg. We got to sixth. And that was the point where I'm like, all right, I can do this. I know we've got the speed. We can go up there and we can catch these guys. And I got to Daniel, and I was running the bottom really hard. He was running the top really hard. And I just got the tires really hot. And I was stuck behind him, and I couldn't get clear of him. And I'm like, man, I don't know what I need to do. So I went to the top and kind of cooled the tires back down. And that was the difference maker, cooling the tires back down, being able to make that late race charge. You know, once we got clear, I think the tires, the deficit on tires for those guys really showed through. But, man, it was when Eddie DeHaan said clear – it was like this weight lifted off my shoulders because I knew once I cleared him, he wasn't going to pass me back. And that was a really cool moment. I think that was 18 to go or something. And I knew it was over at that point. Then the only thing, with 10 to go, I heard every sound. I had every thought that there was going to be a caution. I'm waiting for the caution to happen. Guys were getting into each other and sliding around. And I'm like, oh, man. When we hit the white flag, it was like, all right, the pressure's off. We got this. And it was really cool.
This win moves you on to the round of 8 in the playoffs. List them out. Vegas, Homestead, Martinsville. Which of those 3 racetracks do you feel the most confident in that you can do
all
this again?
And all of them. I look at the speed that we've had at those 3 racetracks. I mean, Vegas, this spring this year, I think We had a really fast race car, and we spent on pit road maybe and came back to finish second. Homestead, JRM obviously has been ultra, ultra successful there. We've had really fast race cars. Martinsville, we've had, you know, a lot of success there. It's another short track like here at Bristol, obviously a lot different than Bristol, but, you know, but the biggest thing that I think we have is we have momentum on our side, right? We're able to go into the next two, and yeah, we're going to focus on those races, you know, get more bonus points, do what we can do. But that allows us to kind of open up our game plan and look at those three races where these other teams are going to have to really focus on the next two. You know, tonight went our way, but tomorrow night or, you know, next Saturday may not, or the Saturday after that may not. So, you know, we need to make sure that we're doing all the right things. And if we can't win, we need to have a good solid night and put ourselves in position to win. And I think, regardless of tonight, we did that all night. We executed well, we did the strategy right. And if we didn't win, honestly, I was going to be okay with the way that we called the race, cause I thought it was the right way to do it.
Thanks, Justin.
Thank you.
All right, we'll come up front to Bob.
Bob Packers, Fox Sports. So what did you do tonight that you haven't done the last, like, 23 or 4 races here?
I won. That's what I did. No, honestly, the biggest thing for me was, I think in the races past, you know, we've led so many laps. And inside of that 50 to 75 to go is where it's kind of all went awry, right? And tonight, we talked about it before the race, and we're like, listen, this thing ain't over till the checkered flag falls. And anything can and will happen. And we got to make sure that we can't beat ourselves tonight. And Jim Pohlman was tantamount on making sure that we did not make mistakes. And, man, it was good. It was really good. And the strategy, I mean, with tires, I mean, that was incredible. I mean, that was the right call. We were the only ones come down pit road. And it was cool. I think the part for me tonight that was different, I'm watching how many cars were lapping on each one of these green flag runs. Obviously, long green flag runs. I'm watching the cars that were lapping, and I'm going, man, there's not going to be many left on the lead lap. And, you know, ultimately, I think there was 14 or 15, whatever it was, whenever we came out of the pits. But, you know, that's doable. If there was 30 or 35 on the lead lap, we were probably in trouble. But with 15 on the lead lap, we were able to drive through some of them and obviously get the result.
All right, Zach.
Zach Sterniello, NASCAR.com. Justin, congrats on the win.
Thank you.
I know when you came in here, we talked about accidentally dooring Brandon Jones. Unfortunately, it was contact between Josh and Sam that ended up taking them out as well as Brandon. Kind of in that one crash. When you guys have just an incident, a racing incident between teammates at JRM, how do you guys resolve that and what conversations are had midweek just to put that in the past?
Well, I mean, it's tough, right? I mean, when you have – I mean, tonight we had 5, but when you have 4 Junior Motorsports Camaros that are battling for wins every week, you know, you're battling teammates, and that is a hard, hard you know, Bill to kind of make sure that we do the right things, right? We all want to win. We're all out there. And Dale and Kelly and LW, you know, there are no orders at our shop, right? We want success for the whole building. But you also have to, you know, in some ways assert yourself into trying to make sure that that works. Tonight, you know, I think it was just circumstances, right? I think the 8 ended up with a flat right front before they turned into 1. And then that was ultimately what resulted in the big crash. But it just as easily could have happened right before that. I mean, not many laps before that. You know, we had a restart. I drove down into 3, got on the splitter, and drove right up into the side of Brandon. Like, as a driver, for me, and now maybe not everybody feels this way, but for me, that's, like, the worst feeling in the world, right? Like, I'm immediately keying the mic. Like, I'm so sorry I got on the splitter. I drove up into him. I didn't mean to, you know. And if it wrecks him in that moment, that doesn't fix his day, right? Obviously, it's an accident, but you know, things happen. You know, when we get together on Monday, there's going to be some hard feelings, right? I mean, no question. But what I love about our shop and about our race team is the cohesiveness that we have. I mean, between crew chiefs and between drivers, just the effort that we have put into, you know, be a tighter knit group this year. We're actively helping each other try to win races and be faster and, you know, understand what we need to do. And you know, like I said, it's going to be rough on Monday, but I can promise you by the time we get to the next race, it'll be done and over with, and we'll go out there and we'll battle it out just the same as we did tonight before the disaster happened. So, you know, it was cool having Dale Jr. in the race tonight, But that obviously steps up – it ramps up the pressure, right? And I think that that's where when Dale was out front, man, it was hard. I'm like, I don't want Dale to win. I want to beat him, right? But when I got beside him and we were racing on that same side, you're like, okay, I can't run into him, right? I want to make sure if I pass him, I got to pass him clean. And honestly, if he had won the race, I'd have been ultra proud of him. I told him that tonight, and I'm like, man, I'm so bummed that I don't even know what happened to his car, but so bummed because it was really a lot of fun to be able to race with Dale and all of my teammates, really, to battle it out for a win.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Dustin. Yep, and then Matt.
Dustin Lobino, JC, congrats on the win, Justin.
Thank you.
As far as you've mentioned Jim a couple times, and obviously you made the crew chief change over the offseason from Jason, who had a lot of success with, to Jim. And, you know, you listen to the radio tonight, Jim's being a big cheerleader on the radio, telling you you can go and march through the field. How important is that chemistry, you know, away from the track with him as a friend and then also, you know, him leading the way for you?
Well, let me start by saying this. I said it on TV earlier, but tonight doesn't happen without Jason Burdett, right? Jason and I have had an incredible relationship, and he has been so important to our program and making sure that we have fast race cars here at Bristol Motor Speedway. They showed that with the 9. I mean, they had a lot of speed tonight. But all 5 cars are based on setups that were derived from our 7 team over the last number of years. It was impressive what he had been able to accomplish for us to not win a race. He did tell me this week that if I won, he wasn't talking to me ever again. So I gotta figure out how to mend that fence a little bit. But honestly, if Jason Burdett is not my crew chief, I don't think tonight happens. Now, you know, adding Jim to our team at Junior Motorsports has also been incredible. You know, he is somebody that I look up to a lot as a crew chief. And, you know, when I found out that Jason was not going to be my crew chief, you obviously have to go to work and figure out, okay, well, what's next? Jason and Jim have worked tirelessly together to make sure that our cars are you know, where they need to be at and help each other. And Jim's come in, and Jim has pushed me in ways this year that I probably have never been pushed. He's been on me, but he's also, like you said, he's been a cheerleader. I mean, tonight when we got behind, he's like, don't give up. We're going to do this. You got this. And sometimes it's nice to hear that, right? And, you know, ultimately, I'm going to tell you, when he told me to stay out with 80 to go, I'm driving around under caution going, man, I don't know what we're doing, but holy cow, we might have just given this one away. And I told him that after the race. I'm like, man, you had me nervous. I was pretty sure we just gave that one away. And when we came with tires and put tires on with 50 to go, I'm like, oh, no, we did the right thing. So Jim Pullman's been a great friend, somebody that I've looked up to a lot, and obviously glad to have him in Junior Sports, and really, really glad to have him on the box for the 7 team.
All right. Go ahead, Matt.
Matt Weaver, SportsNot. You actually addressed a lot of the things I was going to ask, but I want to take it a little further back. So I think a lot of those kind of strategic deviations started at like lap 150. Because a bunch of guys came in, and you're kind of in that unenviable position where you're leading, and you see a bunch of guys behind you pit, and you start to go, hey, should we have done that? But then you mentioned it allowed you to be able to save that set and be on the attack earlier. How much are you thinking kind of reverse engineering that race even on lap 150?
Well, we had talked about the strategy a lot before we came into tonight, right? So I kind of knew the numbers. I knew where his mindset was at on a lot of things. Obviously, the last call to stay out, that didn't follow the guidelines of what we had talked about. But you know, when that happened, he said, look, you know, there's going to be guys that are going to try and flip the stage. We know that. It's okay. We need to determine at that point, do we need the stage points or do we need track position? And at that moment, he said, all right, stay out. We're going to get the points. Right. Well, then, you know, as a driver, you're in this role of now you have to hold these guys off, and we're rolling around under caution. And I look up, and Dale's like 5th on tires, and I'm like, holy cow, we didn't get the buffer that I thought we were going to get. Right. But you know, being able to fire off right there, obviously saving the set, being able to fire off, still get the stage win, that was huge. Right. It allowed us to do what we did. Now that being said, we could have come when they came and just put apples to apples, you know. But Jim had a plan, and we didn't pit when they did. Now that's an eerie feeling when you're rolling on a racetrack and everybody behind you comes, right? But we saw last year with Noah, he was able to fire off, and we kind of knew, you know, how many laps we had. before the tires were going to start falling off, and we knew that you know, we wanted fresh tires at the end if we could get it. So obviously, ultimately, the right call, but a little nerve-wracking there in the middle.
All right, Justin, thank you so much for the time you spent with us tonight. Congratulations on that win.